And the morning show, very pleased to welcome from the Uwego Riverhawks varsity girls basketball team, Coach Luke McAvoy. Good morning, and welcome to WEBO today.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks again for having me.
A little chilly out there.
It is a cold one, yeah, if you're heading out early.
We're about 4 degrees right now with a wind chill of about -6 or -7.
You can feel it, that's for sure.
So thank you for getting up.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, let's dive right in, and we're going to start off. You had a loss as you played a game against Shenango Forks. Final score in that game, Forks 62 over Uwego 32. Forks jumping out to a quick lead. And I think one of the biggest stories here is one of the Forks players, Maggie Warplus. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, Maggie is clearly, if not the best player in our section, one of the best players in our section, committed to Oregon State. So she'll be heading out there, has had a fantastic career, and is a tough matchup. You got a 6'3-plus, you know, player who does everything on the court. She's got guard skills. Obviously, the size is a problem, so you can spend a lot of time focusing on her. But she, as we talked about last time, she's committed to her team, a great passer, gets everybody involved, and they've got a solid team around her as well, too. The girls really work hard. They play great defense, and they know their roles, and they execute their roles perfectly.
When all was said and done, we go on our side. McAvoy with 13 points leading, Crawford with 8 points, Dalton and Searles with 4 points, and Wicklund with 3 points. Nice spread overall with the girls.
Yeah, our offense is still not where we would quite like it to be. I think that obviously has a little bit to do with the defensive pressure that was applied upon us, and still trying to figure some things out. We're in a stretch, I think, last week and heading into this week and next week, where we're going to see some of the better teams, not only in our section, but in our division, and kind of really challenge us. So we're kind of going to see where we're at, what we're made of, and then kind of make us better as we head towards the end of our season here.
Now, the prior game was Uwego and Shenango Valley. Uwego, unfortunately, losing that one. Shenango Valley 48, Uwego 27. Valley taking out to an early lead there. Tell us about that game.
Yeah, they jumped on us quick. We didn't, again, offense struggles early. We missed some shots, I think, that we would normally make. We got into a little bit of foul trouble early on. CV at home really applied the pressure to us. We kind of fell to that early on. I thought we battled back for a little bit. If we played the way we played against Shenango Forks, against Shenango Valley, we're right there in the end. But that game, we just didn't click the way we would hope to. But again, a good learning opportunity. Some players stepped up to do some different things in some different roles because of some foul trouble and some other things. Saw some good things that we could learn from, take away from that, and hopefully just build on it and get better.
That's the name of the game.
Oh, yeah.
When all is said and done. Well, up next, Uwego, who's 2-4 now and 7-4 overall, takes on Waverly on Thursday. What are some of the thoughts on that team?
Yeah, Waverly's loaded. They got a great team. Coach Kelly does a nice job out there. Going to be a tough place to play in Waverly. They're a beautiful gym. They do a nice thing there. But again, you can't focus on one or two players top to bottom. They just keep rolling things out there. Great shooters. So our offense is really going to have to step it up. But our defense is really going to be what kind of keeps us in that game come Thursday night.
Once again, that'll be an away game at Waverly Thursday. It'll be broadcast here on WEBO and also our sister station, Choice 102, pregame 6:45 with game time at 7 o'clock. Looking ahead, Coach, to the rest of the season, what do you see in front of you?
Yeah, so like I said, the next stretch for us is a difficult one with Waverly. We'll see Norwich, who's number 4 currently in the state. The following week, we get SV also coming up pretty quickly, who's number 1 in our stack area section and really ranked high in Class B in the state as well, too. So again, some of the top teams, not only in our section, but even statewide, which will be good challenges for us and a good opportunity to see where we're at right now and how we can progress towards the next month plus of the season, heading towards what we hope to be a sectional run.
Well, it should be quite interesting overall right there. Any other events coming up for the team?
Well, we just had yesterday for Martin Luther King Day. Every year we host our program clinic. So we had our 2nd through 12th graders all in the gym together at the high school. We had our youth coaches there, our modified coaches, everybody. It was a great opportunity to get everybody in the gym, work hard. They got up early, and we had a great morning of basketball. So that's always a lot of fun. That's what it's about, to kind of see, you know, where the program's currently at, and then the young ladies that are coming up behind, and kind of get them together. the interactions between the older girls and the younger girls is always fun.
I was just going to say, you're building your future bench.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Without a shadow of a doubt, planting the seeds.
Yes, right. That's right.
That's exactly what you're doing. And a lot of the girls are not only into basketball, but they're into a lot of the other sports as well.
Oh, they're great. Our older girls are great role models for all the younger kids. And yes, they participate not only in sports, but our music program's outstanding. We've got kids involved in every extracurricular activity. You can imagine different clubs, different groups. So shout out to them. I couldn't imagine the things that they're doing now compared to, you know, when I was coming through.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Owego Varsity Girls Basketball Coach Luke McAvoy. We've talked a little bit about the Chenango Forks Owego game with Forks besting Owego 62-32. We also hit on the Chenango Valley Owego game, Chenango Valley 48, Owego 27. Looked ahead toward the Owego Waverly game coming up this Thursday, an away game. It'll be broadcast here on WEBO, 6:45 pregame, and game time 7 o'clock here in Choice 102 with Pat McDonald. Any parting thoughts for today, Coach?
I appreciate you having us on once again, and we'll look forward to getting back on the court Thursday night out there at Waverly and keep things rolling.
If you missed any portion of this interview, we're going to have it up at WEBO, your hometown station, and our Facebook site. Thank you for coming down this morning.
Thank you.
It's 7:47.